Exam Skills Trainer 3. Exercise 3.
If you've seen the movie Hacksaw Ridge, you'll know all about Desmond Doss, the US Army corporal who saved the lives of many of his comrades. Our history expert, Ray Bridges, is here to tell us more about his life. Ray, Desmond's religious beliefs prohibited him from taking part in violence and killing. Does that mean he was forced to join the army?
Oh, no. It was entirely his own decision. He could have deferred his entry if he'd wanted to because of his job as a joiner in a shipyard, which was considered fundamental to the war effort. There was no family pressure. His father was completely against him going, as he'd been traumatized by his own service in the previous war. While it's true that Desmond was deeply religious, he was also fiercely patriotic. So he felt it was his duty to enlist in order to help protect his homeland. He had no intention of killing anybody, though.
That can't have been easy for him. What kind of reception did he get when he started military training?
The other recruits regarded him as a misfit and treated him with contempt because of his refusal to carry a gun. He wasn't at all popular with them, and he was beaten up more than once. His commanding officers weren't fond of him either, as they couldn't see the point of having a soldier without a rifle. They tried to get rid of him by intimidating him, giving him really tough duties, and declaring him mentally unfit. They even tried to court-martial him for refusing to obey an order, carrying a gun, but they didn't get away with it.
So Desmond was eventually sent into combat.
That's right. His platoon was sent to the Pacific island of Guam, where he served as the combat medic. As soon as he heard the cry, "Medic," he would rush onto the battlefield, unarmed, to treat his fallen companions and carry them to safety. At the time, his status put him in even more danger, as the enemy had been taught to go after the medics, so the other soldiers had no one to take care of them, which broke their morale. Later, Desmond's platoon moved to the Philippines, and he was awarded 2 bronze medals for aiding wounded soldiers under fire.
But that wasn't the bravest thing Desmond did, was it, Ray?
No, it wasn't. It was when his platoon was sent to Okinawa that he went far and beyond the call of duty. In May 1945, the soldiers in his division were repeatedly trying to capture the Maida Escarpment, a rock face they first had to climb to reach the enemy. Each time a platoon reached the top of the cliff, they were met with a vicious counterattack, causing many casualties. Desmond's platoon suffered the same fate. More than 2/3 of the men were wounded, and when the order came to retreat, they were left behind on the battlefield. Desmond refused to abandon his companions and carried all of the casualties one by one to the edge of the escarpment, where he lowered them down the cliff with ropes. He won the Medal of Honor for his actions, the most prestigious military decoration awarded to U.S. military personnel.
They say he rescued 75 men that day. Is that right?
Well, the original estimates put the number at 100, but Desmond said he couldn't have rescued more than about 50, so they compromised on 75.
It's incredible that he succeeded in saving so many lives, and single-handedly at that. He can't have been fit to carry on when he'd finished.
Oh, but he was. He went on to take part in the offensive that eventually took the Maida Escarpment, but a few weeks later, he was wounded himself. A grenade exploded near him and injured his legs. Even so, he refrained from calling another medic from cover and cared for his own injuries until he was picked up 5 hours later. After that, he gave up his stretcher to a comrade who he felt needed it more than he did. While he was waiting the second time, he was attacked by a sniper whose bullet shattered a bone in his arm. Unfazed, he made a splint for his arm and crawled to the aid station for shelter.
The man was invincible.
It does seem that way, doesn't it? Sadly, things went downhill after that. Desmond developed tuberculosis after being discharged from the army and spent the next 5 or 6 years in hospital due to illness and injury, eventually losing a lung. On his release, he was able to lead a relatively normal life and succeeded in raising a family on a small farm in Georgia. Despite his disabilities, he lived to the ripe old age of 87, passing away at his home on the 23rd of March, 2006.
Desmond Doss, what a story. Ray Bridges, thank you so much for taking the time to share it with us.
My pleasure.